At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Thompson is kind enough to join us. He is the acting U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, appointed that position by the Trump administration, the individual they have offered up to be the permanent is Daniel Rosen. That is still going through the process. Joe, I appreciate you coming on. How different is this right now? Or how different would your office be, if at all, if you weren't the interim, if you weren't the acting U.S. attorney, compared to you'd already been approved by the Senate?
Thanks, Chad, for having me. I appreciate it. How different would it be? I'm not sure. I'm trying to do the job as I would, as any U.S. attorney would, and lead us in our investigations. So I like to think it wouldn't be too much different day to day for everyone.
What is the number one point of emphasis you have right now? Because you're right. You're in charge. It's as if you are the permanent U.S. attorney for this state. What is the number one point you keep telling your team to focus on?
Just focus on our day-to-day work. It's weird times in the world and in government, but just put your head down, do your cases, and focus on keeping the state safe.
You obviously were hugely involved with the Feeding Our Future trials and the investigation. This is still a large story in this state, probably will be for decades, but people are still curious about the investigation itself. What can you update us about that particular case?
Well, we're well into it at this point. As you know, we've been working on that case for years, me personally for what, 4 years now, I think. We've done a couple trials. We've convicted of the 70 some people we've charged. We've convicted, I think, around 50. We have a series of trials coming up starting in August. So we'll be back on the horse trial wise with a 2-defendant trial in, I believe it's starting on August 18th. And then we have another trial in September and one more later in the fall.
So when those trials are done, are you done with this investigation, or you can't say that right now?
No, we're not. We're still investigating actively and still charging additional people. We've charged a few people recently after the last trial this spring, and then we have more to come in terms of charging other defendants who are involved in this massive fraud scheme.
How long do you think this will go on the legal side and investigative side?
So keep going until we feel like we're done is the answer. I think we have definitely more to be done on Feeding Our Future. And as you probably know, that there's other investigations that have spun off it with the defendants who were involved in both the Feeding Our Future fraud, but also defrauding other state government programs.
Yep.
And so we just moving into those ones as well.
There are people in this state, Joe, and more often than not, they're not fans of Tim Walz, who feel like that this state has a disproportionate amount of fraud and that the government bodies should have set up an apparatus within the system, or they should have spotted this already. For folks who say we have too much fraud here compared to other states, what do you say to them?
I think we do have too much fraud in Minnesota compared to other states. For whatever reason, we've been a magnet for fraud, and certainly our government programs have been targeted extensively to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more. I'm not going to point fingers at politicians. We point fingers at people through our indictments. But certainly, I think Feeding Our Future and some of these other investigations have hopefully served as a wake-up call to everyone in our state, whether it's elected officials or others, to the extent of the problem here in Minnesota.
Do you believe the changes offered up in St. Paul in this area will slow this down, or do you have to see that to believe that?
I have to see it to believe it. There's one of the, you can investigate these cases and take steps to try to slow them down, but when these fraud schemes are so lucrative, it's going to take a lot to stop them because the motivation is clear.
Andy Luger comes on this show occasionally. He did the multiple times he was the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. How different are you running your office compared to Andy Luger?
Well, I'm trying not to do it drastically different. Andy was a U.S. attorney twice. He did a great job. I'm a career federal prosecutor. I've been doing this for 16 years, both here and before that in Chicago. And so I try to run it as I would like it as a prosecutor, let people focus on their cases. I view my job as filtering out the distractions from outside the office and making sure that the prosecutors here and the law enforcement agents that we work with, both at the federal, state, and local level, can focus on doing their cases and making our mission.
The last time you were very visible in this state was tied to the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman and their dog. And you were very detailed in your press conference about the charges against Vance Belter. I know you can't provide us a great deal of detail, but can you generalize what your office has been doing since that press conference in leading up to a potential trial?
Sure. Well, we're working towards an indictment in the case, and we're really, obviously, the who isn't a huge question here. I think it's pretty clear Vance Belter's role in here and what he did. The real questions are the why. Why did he do this, and was anyone else involved? And so we have been investigating round the clock to answer those questions. Was anyone else involved? And if so, who? And regardless of whether or not anyone else is involved, why did this happen? What was the motivation? I don't know that there'll be satisfactory explanations for why this happened. There's no good explanation for murdering politicians and targeting politicians like Belter did. But those are the questions that we're trying to answer, and not only bringing him to justice and prosecuting him and convicting him, but also providing some measure of sunlight and explanation, answering the public's questions, which are understandable.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
Okay, well, when you spoke, including here with Jason Rush, I greatly appreciated your candor, so I would be derelict in my duty if I did not follow up and say, from what you knew then to what you know now, why did he do it, and did anybody work with him?
The why is not, we're still working on the why, I guess I would say. Clearly, this is a politically motivated assassination. As I said at the press conference, there hasn't been a political manifesto. And to the extent when we have an explanation, we'll give it to the public as soon as we can. Same with the where other people involved. We haven't charged anyone else. I don't know that we're going to. But we want to run that to ground before I say that definitively.
Do we know yet whether the federal trial will happen before Hennepin County and their trial?
That's my expectation, yes. That's standard in cases like this.
Okay, that is standard. I was told that by multiple people, including Andy Luger, but it appeared pretty clear that Mary Moriarty wanted to have the trial first at her level. Have you had that dialogue with her? Is it more than just, I believe it's going to head this way? Have the two of you talked extensively about that?
Yeah, I've talked to Mary Moriarty about it. She understands the federal interest here, and we're going to work together to make sure that both state and federal interests are vindicated here. But ultimately, the Department of Justice gets to make this call, and that's what I expect to have happen, and that's what should happen.
Okay, so if she's saying now, which I don't think she's countered what she said then, that she wants to have her trial first, you believe the law, the way it's written, you can say, I appreciate it, I understand it, but we're not going that way, that our trial definitively is going first.
That's my expectation, yes.
Okay. I hear expectation versus yes, so it just makes me wonder a little bit. Okay. On the recent meth arrest and the stunning amount found, what is most notable to the public about that?
I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of meth. I think it really symbolizes how Minnesota's become a source state for meth coming out from Mexico and being distributed by drug cartels from Minnesota around the upper Midwest. The amounts we've been seeing in terms of seizures is just staggering.
Is that okay? That was also tied to what happened with a broader coalition of law enforcement, which included ICE, right? And the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, the police chief of Minneapolis, Bronner Hare, were very quick to say, no, this was not an immigration raid. Others have pushed back. From your position, the position you're in as acting U.S. attorney, for people who are curious where you stand in this, do you want to say anything about that, or is that outside your purview?
Look, I'll say this. That was the execution of federal criminal search warrants and very significant drug trafficking and human trafficking and investigation. No one should be interfering with our law enforcement agencies. They do their job. It creates an incredibly dangerous situation, both for law enforcement, but also for people on the street and people, whose houses or businesses are being searched. It is not helpful when people interfere with that, and it's against the law.
Couple last points for Joe Thompson. He's the acting U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Just recently, second and two defendants from Nevada charged in our state with conspiracy to commit voter registration fraud. They pled guilty yesterday on this. How big of an issue is voter fraud in the state of Minnesota?
Well, it's obviously something that we take very seriously. How often does it happen? I can speak to this one. There was hundreds of fraudulent voter registration ballots or registrations submitted. And we take it seriously, obviously, because that affects or could affect the integrity of our elections. How often this happens, it's unclear, but it certainly did in this case. And fortunately, we were able to charge the two individuals involved.
Last thing, since you took over, you're obviously going to get coverage on what we see. But there must be other parts of what you're working on where you don't think the public maybe knows as much about it. Are there certain areas of your staff's emphasis right now that the public would be curious to find out about that those of us in the collective media aren't reporting enough on?
Well, that's a great question. I think that there's just extraordinary work being done in this office. You know, we've had recently a series of RICO trials targeting street gangs in North Minneapolis, and that's the kind of stuff that really has huge impact in the community, but often doesn't get that much coverage. I think it can be lost in, you know, violent crime in North Minneapolis, and people just write it off. The work we've done prosecuting and targeting street gangs has been incredibly significant. I'm a white collar prosecutor, you know, at heart, and you know, we continue to do massive fraud cases that often, many of them make the news, but a lot of them don't. You know, we have investment fraud cases where people have lost their life savings to people defrauding them, and that's significant. And then we do lots of crimes against children, you know, whether it's child exploitation, sex trafficking cases that are very significant and horrifying in their detail. And because of that, I think sometimes they don't get as recognized because people, frankly, don't want to hear about it.
Joe, thank you very much for your time. I could ask you a number of other questions, but I know your time is busy. So thank you for coming on, and we'll reach out again down the line.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
The interim, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson, right here on CCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.